Hello.
Hi sir.
Hi Sachin, how are you?
Sorry for that issue, sir. Actually, I was
Never
very
mind.
busy trying to. No worries. So sir, firstly, thank you so much for providing us your valuable time. As you know, sir, so I'm doing study on a wind-assisted propulsion market. We generally focus on emerging topics, that are expected to disrupt the market dynamics in the upcoming year. So since this is an you can say emerging or trending technologies, that helps in decarbonizations. So companies are investing into this, and so as I have also sent you over the mail. So, during my initial study, I got to know that for the current year, let's say, we are estimating the market from 2022. So the base year is 2022. And during our initial findings, we got to know that there are very less market for wind propulsion systems for the year 2022. And when we talk to other industry experts also who are operating in this market, so they one of the experts said in 2022 only around 20 units of wind propulsion systems were installed in 2022. So do you agree to this installation number?
Yes, but right now there are operating projects, 40 operating projects. So I think that the right number until 2022 is 25 installations, and right now there are 40 open projects.
40 open projects by different companies for installation of this wind propulsion
Yes.
system that are ongoing.
Yeah, just tell me, for whose behalf you are doing this research? I didn't understand.
No, sir. It's for everyone behalf. It's a normal syndicate study, in which we cover, different market dynamics, like what are the market drivers that are affecting, impacting this market in terms of growing, right? Like in terms of, growing initiatives to decarbonize the shipping industry, to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions. So we focus on, covering
Okay.
what are the major trends, drivers, and also the, some of the developments that have recently happened, new upcoming developments in this market, and some of the, market numbers that we estimate, like what would be the market for 2022 and for the upcoming next 10 years, what could be the market. So we generally do this a normal syndicate studies, and we publish through this, through our website. So this is the basic purpose for this study.
Okay, and where will it be published, this research?
It will be published through our website, and so any of our whosoever wants to purchase this sort of report, they can contact the sales team and they can go through it. So this will be published through our website itself when completed.
Okay, so I have one request that you will send me the link to the article for the research, okay?
I will definitely send that to you, sir.
Okay, so let's go over your questions. It's okay. So for the first question about the CAGR growth, I think that 30%, I think between 30 to 40% even, because in a few years I don't believe that they will build ships without wind propulsion ready deck. So it is reasonable to think that the 1,500 new build ships that are suitable for wind propulsion that are being built every year will be with some one or other wind propulsion systems. So I think between 30% and 40% is reasonable.
Okay. So sir, in terms of growth rate, can we take 35% growth rate for the next 10 years?
Yes, I think it's reasonable.
Okay. And in terms of a global market volume of wind propulsion systems in the year 2022, you said 25 units of installation, right? Currently in 2022.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And sir, in terms of global market volume, value, what could be the global market value then in the year 2022 in terms of dollar million?
Oh, it is hard to say, but I think that current installations can be somewhere between, I think, $5 to $8 million per ship, but the target price for installation should be around $4 million per ship in average, on average. So you can do the math, okay? Right now it's more expensive, but later on, when this will be mass production, the price will be lower. Okay,
So the average current installation price of wind propulsion systems, you said how much we can take around $3 million per installation.
Five to eight per
Okay,
ship.
so you're saying $5 to $8 million per ship.
Yeah, right now.
Okay. And for future, sir, how much will it get reduced to? Around $1 to $2 million per ship? In let's say for the year
I believe
2030, for the next 10 years.
that it will cost around $4 million in a few years per ship.
Okay. All right. So you're saying 4 million, right? Million.
Yes, $4 million for a ship,
Okay.
that the cost of a ship is about $80 to $100 million. Okay, so for this kind of a ship, around $4 million, about around 4 to 5% from the ship's cost.
All right. Just a second. And okay, 4 to 5%, you said the cost contribution of wind propulsion systems out of overall.
No, 4 to 5% out of the ship's cost. If someone is buying a ship and it costs between $80 to $100 million to build this
Okay.
ship, so if he wants to build it with wind propulsion, it will be with additional $4 million.
Okay.
Okay?
Understood. Oh, understood.
Okay, let's go to your second question on the email.
So sir, it is we have taken the different technologies, or you can say systems,
Yeah, I understand the
that.
question. Let me,
Yes.
I will tell you. What do you mean by hull form?
Hull form is other form of one of the form of wind propulsion design.
Okay, let's say like this. Okay, the most common wind propulsion systems right now is flat nose rotor and suction foils or suction wings.
Okay.
This is the most common. I think that they take about flat nose rotor can take about 45% of all installation.
Okay.
And suction foils about 35. So together 80%, okay?
Okay.
I think that soft wing sail is close to zero, as well as towing kites close to zero.
Okay.
Hard wing sails about 20% or 15% right now. Okay?
So
most is flattener and suction foils, the others are hard wing sails. I think that the soft wing sail will not prevail. So is the towing kites. And I don't know what is other hull form, because if you speak about bar technologies, if you know bar technologies, that is a very interesting technology. It's a hard wing sail with multi-element, but symmetrical. But most of, I think that the future will be hard wing sails and not suction wings or flat auto. I think most of the future technologies will be hard wing sails.
Okay.
Okay.
All yeah. right. All right. And sir, so others we can take 5%, just 5%, because 5% left for that. So I guess others.
Yeah. Yeah. You can say other 5%.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And sir, what about towing kites? You said zero, but the company called Ice Kids, I guess they are putting towing kites for propulsion. So is that commercial?
I don't think there is any ship sailing with towing kites. There was several attempts and nice photos. Mm-hmm. But it's not practical.
Okay. All right. And same for the soft wing. Even for soft wing, we cannot keep just 1-2% also for soft wing, or is it just zero?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't. I know that there is a ship with some kind of soft wing sail, but a soft wing sail, if it's not. It's hard to say, because it's sensitive. It's a complex system, and when the wing is soft, it has less thrust, much less thrust, because it deforms. So I don't know if it's the soft wing sail is inflatable and becomes really strong, then it's a hard wing sail. It's an other technology of hard wing sail. But if it's a soft wing sail, like a common soft sail that you see on yachts, the thrust of this kind of a sail is very low, and you need a huge sail to operate a ship. And this is not the message that the new era of wing propulsion is bringing to the world, okay? I can tell you that Nyan Wings is at least 3 times stronger than soft wing sails. Okay, so it's a different kind of technology.
Okay, so that means no companies are using or installed, no companies have installed soft wing right now.
Commercially, there are, I think, one or two ships with soft wings. But it's not a commercial installation. This is why I said zero, as well as towing kites. It is installed on one or two ships, but it's not commercial. It's not something that you're doing business with.
Okay. And sir, let's say for 2032, for the upcoming 10 years, next decade, so for the year 2032, so how much share you would give to hard wings, since you said like hard wing would be dominating in the next decade? So how much share I can provide for hard wing sales for the year 2032?
2022, the past year, last year?
No, 2032, next decade, 2032, next.
Next decade. Okay. I
Yes.
think that in the next decade, 60% will be hard wing cells.
Okay, and what about flattener rotors then?
I think that flattener rotor and suction wings that have the same outcome will catch about 20% total market each.
Okay, so 20% for flattener and suction, 20%, 20-20 each.
Yes, 20-20 each, and hard wing cells will take 60%.
All right, and still, zero for soft wings, zero for towing kites, and also, since we have given others 5%, so others also, no share for others
I
also.
can, it is reasonable to say others, to give others 5% and to reduce some percentage from what I said. Okay. So you can say 18% and 18% and 59% if you like, because it's reasonable that will be other technologies will be developed.
All right. So yeah, so we can give it like 2 to 3% to others.
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, when we come to next question, so in which we have segmented the market in terms of
Yes.
retrofits and new installation. So how much share you would give it to both of them for the year 2022?
For the next decade, I
No, for
think
the current year.
that
For
80
the current
current
year,
year,
2020.
in 2022, I think that 100% was retrofit installation.
Okay, 100% to retrofit.
Yes, in 2023, I think there are about five ships that are built with wind propulsion. There are new built ships with wind propulsion. So I think if you can say about 20% in 2023.
Okay,
I believe
20%.
that in the year 20% new build ships.
Okay,
When
so
you say
20%.
new installation, it's not a new installation, it's an installation on a new build, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that in 10 years from now, about 90% will be new ship installation and 10% retrofit.
Okay. In 2030. Okay. And sir, for the year 2023, you said that 20% would be new installation, right?
For the year 2023, 20%, 20. And the next
Okay, yeah.
decade,
Yeah. So 20% for a new installation, you said for 2023, right?
yeah.
Okay. And 80% would be retrofit in 2023. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Understood, sir. So, sir, when we go to next question, in terms of vessel. So either it is wind-assisted motor vessels, or is it through purely wind vessels without the assistance of motor? So.
Okay, I don't see any ship that will not have internal motors, so it will be 100% motor vessels, wind assist motor vessels, and zero purely wind vessels. And I speak about merchant ships. Yeah. Yeah. So no, there will not be purely wind vessels.
Okay. Not also for the next decade.
Also for the next decade, never. It will be never without any engine. I think that there will be new types of engines that will have very low carbon footprint. Okay.
Okay. So, sir, I guess we should delete this segmentation because it doesn't make any sense, right? So, we can delete this segmentation, right? Because it is 100% going for motor vessels. So, what's the need for purely wind vessels then, right? I guess we can delete this.
It's not reasonable to sail in the ocean without a motor. And if there's no wind, you're stuck in the middle. It's not reasonable.
Okay, understood, sir. Okay, next question is, sir, in terms of utilization of wind propulsion systems in different kind of ships or vessels, so under which we have kept like cargo ships, passenger ships, cruise ships, bulk carriers, and others in which we have kept fishing vessels and yachts. So how much share would we give to each for the year 2022?
For the next decade?
No, for first for the current year, 2022.
Current year. Okay. For the current year, cargo, you mean container ships, right?
Yeah, in which we are keeping some goods, and we are transporting.
Instead of cargo, because bulk carriers take cargo as well, okay? So you need to say container ships.
Okay, so in
When
place of
you
cargo
when
ship, we can use container ship.
container ships, and the answer is zero current year, and I think that 5% in a decade.
Okay.
This is the most complex installation.
All right.
Okay.
And
Passenger ships. Passenger ships, currently it's zero. I think that in a decade it will be 25%. Oh,
Okay.
sorry, it's out of the entire. I'm sorry, I said I think that the 25% out of all passenger ships will be installed with wind propulsion in the next decade. But if you want to, what percentage are you referring to? Do you understand my question? There are two kinds of percentage here. If there is a total of 1,000 installations in 10 years, then you can ask me what is the percentage for each segment. But you can ask me out of each segment, who will receive wind propulsion? This is the correct question, I think.
Yes, this is the correct question. So for the next 10 years, out of overall ships installed with wind propulsion systems, so how much so what type of ships would
Okay.
contain how much percentage of wind propulsion? So yeah.
Okay. Out of all installations, I think that
Yes.
cargo ships, container ships, will be 5%. Passenger ships, 3%.
So
Cruise
this is
ships,
you're saying,
passenger ships.
okay. So
Again?
this is you're saying for current year, right? 5% for current container ship.
No. Current year, container ships is zero.
Okay.
Passenger ships, you mean the ferries? If it's a ferry, I think it's 2%.
All right, 2%. Okay.
I think there's only one ship, so it's a 2%. Cruise ships, zero currently.
Okay.
Bulk carriers, you need to say bulkers and tankers.
Okay.
They are the rest. Yachts are almost always with wind propulsion, so it's not relevant. Most
Okay,
yachts
ask.
are with Okay, and fishing vessels, zero right now. In 10 years, I think that cargo ships will take about 5%.
Okay.
Ferries for passengers, about 10%.
All right, okay.
Cruise ships, I think also 5%.
Okay.
Fishing vessels, 5%, and the
Okay.
rest is bulkers and tankers.
All right, all right. So,
So it's
around
70%.
okay. So, 70% for bulk carriers in 2032, next decade, and
Yes.
how much we can provide the share to bulk carriers for the current year, 2022? I believe.
About 80%.
Okay.
It's the largest segment and the one that takes most of these kind of systems.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And so, sir, any other vessel type do you think we might have missed out in this segment, or we have captured everything in this?
Instead of cargo, it's container. Instead of passenger ships, it's ferries, cruise ships, bulk tank. No, I think this is the most. There are, of course, other types of ships, but no, I think you covered it most.
Okay. So, no such other vessel type which use twin propulsion we have left out. So everything is covered in this.
Just a minute. Let me check just a second. I want to check something. Want to be reminded. Just a second. Okay, let's see this here. Okay. For bulkers and tankers, okay, so it should inside there is LNG ships and chemical tankers and oil tankers, of course. No, and the passenger ships, when you say passenger, you can call it ferries slash ro-ro ships. Okay, roll in, roll out.
Okay. So just one request, if you can mention these keywords you have suggested for these vessel types over the LinkedIn chat, that would be helpful, sir, for me. So what sort of exact name
Yeah,
we can look
I just sent you an image.
at? Okay.
I sent you an image with what types of ships are suitable for wind propulsion. Okay.
All right. Okay, sir. And sir, last, we have segmented this wind propulsion market by regional, right? In terms of utilization of wind propulsion systems in different regions, like North America, Europe, UK, China, Asia Pacific, and rest of the world. So, what shares could you give to each for the year 2022?
Okay, so first you need to understand that shipping companies operate globally.
Yes, yes, yes.
So you can, so there's going to be a European shipping company that operates in Asia. Okay?
Okay.
So I think you should concentrate on the origin of the owners of these shipping companies and not where it operates. The one
yes,
who
sir,
takes
exactly.
the decision to install the wind propulsion.
Yes, yes. So exactly,
okay.
sir. So in the study, we have what we have considered is, you know, we can we would be providing the regional shares in terms of you know whatever installations that are happening in you know whichever shipping company. So so that shipping company is headquartered or based out in which country or which region. So
yeah.
Accordingly,
great.
You know, we are taking the share of, you know, the headquartered location of that shipping company. So accordingly, we'll be giving.
Shares. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay
so
okay.
currently,
so,
I think that 80% is Europe.
Okay.
And 20% is Asia Pacific.
Okay.
Okay. And in 10 years, I think that Europe will cover around 50%. When I say Europe, it includes the UK. The Brexit is not relevant here.
Okay. Okay. So,
okay.
So if you are, if you are including UK in Europe, so how much would be the share for Europe in the next decade?
50%, 50.
Okay, 50%. And what about Asia Pacific?
Asia, I think, will be taking about 25%.
Okay, 25%.
Maybe 20%.
So
20%. 20% and China also 20%.
Okay, okay.
North America 5% and rest of the world 5%. I think this is the right. This is my estimation.
Okay, okay. So, sir, so for the current year, I would take 0 to North America and, you know, 5% in the next decade, and similarly for rest of the world, 0% currently and 5% next decade, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So currently there are no such companies who have been involved in North America, is it so?
Yeah, there's no companies that I know of that are installed with wind propulsion and the owner is North America. I must say that America holds very little ships. Okay?
Okay.
In relative to its size. The country that holds most of the ships in the world is Greece.
Okay.
Okay, this is the largest fleet. And Europe in global holds around third of the global market, of the global ships, shipping companies. And
okay.
then South Korea, and then China and Japan, these are the biggest countries that hold shipping companies.
All right, understood, sir. So for the Asia Pacific, you mentioned that 20% can be given to Asia Pacific for the current year, 2022, right? That is excluding China, right? So
20%, yeah. Again?
Yeah, so 20% we have given to Asia Pacific currently for the year 2022. What about next decade? So it will be increasing or will it be decreasing, and how much would be the shares?
No, I think it will a little bit increase a little bit, maybe 25%, because there will be a lot of ships, but in percentage it will be, I think that the large shipyards in South Korea will build most of the wind propulsion for European shipping companies that will want to reach the Fit for 55 target. So I think that most of the installations will be take place in Asia Pacific. Physically, it will be built in Asia Pacific, but I think that most of the shipping companies will be from Europe and UK.
So, sir, so can I take just 20? So, if you're taking 20% in 2022, so and for the next decade, I've just taken just 3% more. So, 23% I've given to APAC. So, will that be fine?
3, 5, yeah, something like that.
And what about China for current year?
China current year, I think it's close to zero, maybe one or two ships, but I'm not really sure.
1 or 2% I believe we can keep. 1 or 2%.
Yeah. And in the next decade, I think that they will take a portion. I don't know how percentage is left there, but Europe will take the most. Europe and UK will take the most, and then Asia Pacific, which includes Japan. When I say Asia Pacific, it's including Japan, right?
It includes so Japan, South Korea, we've taken Singapore also, so yeah, it includes.
Yeah. Okay, Japan, South Korea, right? So yeah, it will be a relatively large segment, and then of course China will be third, and then rest of the world, North America will be very low. So.
And so for China next decade, I believe 20% we can take for the next decade.
Yeah, it's reasonable.
So sir, once again, you know, I just wanted to confirm this. So you said that for the current year, the average price is you know, $5 to $8 million per ship, right?
This
Average
is my
price we can
estimation.
take.
There's no, it's an estimation because there's no pricing on the over the net. And I know some prices of systems, but without the installation, and I have a rough estimation of what is the cost.
So, sir, you know, when we take this price around just when we take 5 million itself, so 25 into 5 is 125. So, do you think $125 million for the current year market for wind propulsion seems reasonable, or should it be lower or increase?
125 per wing system.
No, for overall.
No, so I don't understand the question.
So, sir, the market which we are estimating is like, you know, the overall systems that are being utilized. So, the total number of wind propulsion systems that are installed or that are utilized. So, what would be the value for that for the current year?
So if we say that there are about 70 ships with wind propulsion by the end of 2023. Okay. So 70 times let's say 6 in average. So it's
420 million dollars, around 400 to 500 million dollars.
Okay, so that around that 450 or 500 million dollars should be the market for the current year, 2022, you're saying?
Yes, 2022, it's less, it's 25 times 6, it's around $150 million.
Okay, okay, understood. So for the current year, you're taking 25 units, and the price which you're taking is $6 million, right?
Yeah, in average, yeah, on average.
Okay, okay. And for 2023, you said around 70 units installed, and the market could be around 500 in that case.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And sir, for the 25 units installation, so that means, that basically means like 25 units, so all the systems that are being utilized or installed, so has been considered under 25 units, right? So basically that means.
When you say, 25 ships, for each ship, it's around four systems on average.
Okay. All right. So 25 units, that basically means the 25 ships, and under each of the ships, four of systems are installed. So every other systems which are being installed in the year 2022 is being considered.
Yes, around four systems per ship.
All right. Okay, and sir, just last thing. So, sir, in terms of companies, according to you, which are the major companies that offer these wind propulsion systems? So I came across like North Power, your company Niam Wings, and Animoy Technology. Mitsui is also offering one of few of wind propulsion systems. DNV is another company who offers wind propulsion systems. So according to you, sir, who could be the major leaders or major providers of these wind propulsion systems globally?
I think that right now, North Power, Animoy, Conowind, and Bound for Blue are the leaders, and they are commercial as well. Behind them, there is Bar Technologies with a different technology.
Mm-hmm.
Bound for Blue and Econowind is touch and foils, okay?
Okay.
And Animoy and North Power is Flettner Auto.
All right.
And Bar Technologies is rigid sales, hard sales, as you said. And other technologies are not commercial yet. Niam is included. We are not commercial yet. We are in the phase of building the first wind propulsion system, and we expect to be commercial by the end of next year, 2024.
Okay.
Okay, I really need to go right now, so.
Okay. Sir, just last comment. So you said North Power, Animoy, these are some of the big companies. So sir, how much market share we can provide to these companies, because these are the leaders in wind propulsion systems. So out of 100%, if you have to analyze market shares of these companies of in terms of providing wind propulsion systems globally, so how much share can we give to North Power, Animoy? Any idea?
Okay, so I said four. There are four leaders: North Power, Animoy, with Flettner Auto, and Econowind, and Bound for Blue with suction foils. These four hold holds over 80% of the market.
Okay, all right. Okay, okay. And within these four,
it's with a correlation to the percentage of the different technologies. You can see it's the same.
Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah. Combining each of the technologies, we are taking the share. So whatever technology they are providing, but it has to be wind propulsion. So you said top four are these, and they are capturing over 80% of the share globally, right?
Yeah.
And sir, within these four, Norse Power, I believe, would be the top one among these four.
I think they are operating the longest. They were the first, I think, Norse Power.
Okay, okay. So can I provide a 25% share to Norse Power then?
I think so. I'm not sure, but I think you can find it online. But I'm not sure. It sounds reasonable, but I can't say.
Okay, okay. But you're sure that Norse Power should be the top one among these four?
Yeah.
All right, all right. And any comment on other company shares like Animoe? What shares can we give? And Econowind and Bound for Blue?
Yeah, you can equally divide the rest to reach 80%.
Okay, so equally divide, all right. Around 15 to 18% or around 20%, yes, to each.
Yes.
All right. Okay, sir, thank you so much for this insight. So, you know, also, sir, just one link I will send. Yeah, yeah. So one link I'll send it to you. You know, in which they have mentioned the market to be around $300 million for the 2020s. So even you know you have already commented on the current market. You know, for the wind propulsion systems, but you can visit that link which I'm sending to you. So accordingly, you can whenever you are free, you can comment on the market value that they have given and what we have just discussed. So
okay.
So I'll send that link to you.
You can also say that I believe that in 10 years, 15% of the market will be asymmetric rigid wings. Okay?
Oh, 15% for the hard wings, if you're saying.
Out of the entire wind propulsion systems, I believe that as I said, hard wings will take most of the market in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that asymmetrical wings will take at least 15%.
Okay. Can you mention that also in the LinkedIn chat? What exact name did you say? Within hard wing, you're saying, right?
Yes. Hard wings will take most of the market, but I think that the most powerful wings will be asymmetrical airfoils, like we do in IAM wings.
Okay. So please mention that name over the LinkedIn message.
I didn't receive your LinkedIn message.
Okay, you send that.
Oh. Just a second. Oh, this is on the IWSA.
Yes. So please just mention that name, the asymmetrical wing kind of, the word that you have mentioned. You can mention, please mention that over the LinkedIn message, please.
I'm not sure I'm following. I'm sorry. What do you need?
No. Within hard wing sales, you were saying right, one of the segments that will capture most of the market, right? Asymmetrical kind of a product. So can you mention that exact name over the LinkedIn chat?
When I look at the LinkedIn, fuel production technologies, low carbon share. It's comparing other carbon reduction technologies and wind propulsion. Okay.
Yes.
So I believe that where the green is, I don't see the headline, but it's in 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So out of the wind propulsion segment, Nayan Wings, I think, will take about 15%. I'm not sure if I understand what you mean.
Yeah. No worries. That's the last thing that, we have discussed, like, the current market is around just $150 million. So for the year and next decade, so how much would it cross? So would it be around $1 billion, or even it can go to around $3 billion also for the next decade?
Oh, I'll tell you. Okay, just a second. This is I think that in a decade there will be around maybe 7,000 ships installed. So the market will be much greater. I think it will be around $25 billion.
$25 billion. So that looks a very big number.
Yeah, it's a very big number. And the most, I think, the more interesting is the amount of energy that these ships will reduce. So I think that around. Just a second. About 3 tons per day, 3 to 4 tons per day. Around 5 million tons in a decade per year, okay, annually, with a growing rate. So if you multiply it by 3.15, you will get around 16 million tons of GHG annually.
Okay.
So you can look at it, if a ton is cost right now about $600, so it's 3.1 billion reduction in $1 billion reduction annually, but only from the energy consumption.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of aspects here, not just one aspect.
Okay.
But I really need to go right now, Sachin. So
okay. Okay,
I
no
want
worries, sir. We
to.
can go. Yeah. But you have just commented on this, so this is very helpful. So 7,000 chips would be installed, by the year 2032, next decade, and around $25 billion could be the market. Right. Okay, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the insights and. If required, we can connect again whenever you are free, or we can chat over LinkedIn. In that case.
Okay, I'll be appreciating if you could send me the link to your work when you're done.
Yes, we'll definitely send it to you, sir. This is very helpful. Thank
Thank
you
you
so much,
very
sir.
much.
Have a great day. Have a great
Bye
job.
bye. You too, bye.